The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Number of schools in Carlow are closed today after they received threatening emails. Parents of children in at least three schools have been contacted to say that they got threatening messages and they won't open today to ensure the safety of both the children and the staff. Fine Gael councillor Fergal Brown is principal of St Joseph's Boys School in Carlow, and Fergal also received this threatening email, and he joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So can you tell us a bit about the email?
No, it seemed to be sent to a load of schools in Carlow Town lately. There was seemed to be two separate emails, and said there was eight or nine schools mentioned in each of the emails. Now, some of the email addresses actually were wrong on the email as well, which didn't help. But it seems to be a generic email going around. So obviously we've been liaising with the Gardaí all morning, and they're meeting schools individually and advising them. But some schools have opted to close for their own reasons, and the rest of us have stayed open. But obviously we are being vigilant.
So you stayed open.
It wasn't a nice message.
Okay. Tell me about your.
Most of them stayed open.
Tell me about your decision making around that.
Well, look, I got the email late in this morning, so by that stage, kids were on the way to school anyway, and we're unique here that we have a senior boys' school ourselves and a girls' school, so the senior boys' school weren't in the original, weren't mentioned at all, so they were going to be staying open anyway, and obviously the kids were on buses in our place already. So, look, we are vigilant. We're vigilant every day in school, unfortunately, the way life has gone now. And we're obviously extra vigilant today. And I would be liaising with the guard myself, Gardaí locally. And they're making contact with all the schools and advising as well. And there's, I understand, increased guard presence in Carlow Town today as well.
So the guards were happy enough with your decision to stay open today?
They were, yeah. And like they've advised other schools that as well. But look, at every school is different, and every school has different circumstances, but they'll make their own call on it. But I suppose there's no doubt, hopefully today will pass without any incident. There is probably a need for clear guidelines from the department, this because it was bounced upon us this morning very quickly, and it's amazing how it can take off first thing in the morning. And parents are committed for work and maybe not able to collect children if they don't go to school. So there's major issues involved.
So what,
but obviously we are.
What was the threat in the email? What did it say?
Well, no, it's from a Gmail account, and the guards obviously will be investigating it. They'll be going back to the IP address to see exactly where it originated from. It might even be from Ireland, for all we know. It could be from a different country, and it just gave a threat to the schools about multiple mass shootings. But look, it was very short email, and they seem to use a Google image of weapons that would have been downloaded from Google. It wasn't a specific threat, but it's obviously upsetting. But like I understand, there's similar threats made in other counties last week as well. So unfortunately, this can happen. And even I spoke to different colleagues going back years ago. This would have happened the odd time back years ago as well. So look,
it's pretty terrifying,
trend,
though, Fergal, isn't it, to get something like that?
It is, but look, all we can do is be extra vigilant today. And I say schools are very secure places anyway. Thankfully, they're all well locked up at the best of times. So we'll obviously keep an extra eye today. And we obviously scanned the property for any suspicious packages, but thankfully there weren't any. So look, it's a worrying trend. I'm sure the media get threats as well on a regular basis too. That's the nature of life nowadays.
It's a big responsibility to take, though, to make that decision to stay open in light of that threat, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah, it is. And obviously you need to liaise with your board of management and liaise with the local Gardaí. But the local Gardaí have been very supportive and very good in their advice. So, and with the extra patrols in the town, hopefully everything will calm down today. But certainly we'll need to put in maybe better fewer procedures in future.
Right, so you're seeking guidance from the department on this because, as you say, it has happened in the recent past and it's probably going to become more common as these things are in the ether,
yeah,
both here and internationally.
There was a threat made to a local school here going back a few years ago now as well. And as far as I remember, it was only to a specific school back then, and the bomb squad came down and everyone evacuated, but that was a hoax as well. So these things happen every so often. You hear about them, and unfortunately, it was our turn today. But look, hopefully we'll all be safe and we'll carry on with schooling.
I don't know if the boys know about the threat at this stage. They probably don't because they've been in class all morning. But
they don't know. The teachers are getting on. There's GEA coaching going on here today now, and the sun is shining and they're outside doing a bit of learning and in back in their classrooms. And we're just keeping life as normal as possible, you know.
I'm sure that the parents are probably well aware of it. Have you had any contact from parents who are concerned?
They are, yeah, and you're trying to reassure the parents too. And some parents have collected the children themselves, that they've opted to do that, and that's their prerogative. But all we can do is reassure them that we're doing everything we can do here. And I say we are linking in with the Gardaí, and they'll advise us. So that's, and then we'll obviously link in with the local principals as well. We'll have a good support network there.
All right. Well, Fergal, thanks for talking to us. We wish you well today, Councillor, Fine Gael Councillor Fergal Brown, who's also principal of St. Joseph's Boys School in Carlow. And that is a developing story. It has affected a number of schools in Carlow who received those emailed threats overnight last night, a threat of a mass shooting. And we know that some of those schools have decided to close. Others, including Fergal School, as you heard there, have stayed open today, and the guards are liaising and they are advising. But as Fergal said, he believes the Department of Education now needs to issue some guidance to schools as to what to do in these situations. And we'll keep you up to date on that story as we go through the morning.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.